Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yomino san, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Today is day 28. We are almost all the way through the Manga Sensei 30-day challenge. And on day 28 is the day I kind of go over the Japanese bases again. As we've talked to previously, the bases are how we conjugate the verbs. And each of these individual bases have uses outside of simply being a way that we connect part A to part B. In fact, we know a lot of these already. Things like putting base 1 and then putting nai on something makes it negative. Base 2 plus mas equals it makes it more polite. And base 3 is the plain form or the dictionary form. However, these also tend to have an intrinsic meaning by themselves. Let me give you a couple of examples. If you were to say a verb like nomu, which means to drink, and I said noma, would be like a sharp or abrupt exclamation. Or sometimes people do this in a strange way to things when they're surprised by something. It's exclamative. But most of the time, it's going to be for negative things. And also, when you get farther into Japanese, base one is how you conjugate passive and causative verbs. Base two is the noun form. See, if I want to say, for example, I want to go drinking or I want to go shopping, I change the verb into base two. So I can say to buy would be kai, kau becomes kai, and kai ni ikimasu, I go shopping, I go buying. Basically what base 2 does is it turns the thing into a noun. And that's the same thing when I put it with base 2 and I put it into mas form. I'm just making it more polite. I'm actually changing the verb into a noun in a strange, very roundabout way. Base 2 is also a way to end your sentences if you don't want to be necessarily more polite, but just simply want to end something there. It turns that whole thing into a thought or an idea in of itself. Next, outside of just being base three, the dictionary form, it's also the plain form of something. The base way it's spoken to friends, as I've mentioned many times previous in these past 28 days. Now, base four. Base four is very, very important. That's because you should not use it. Base four is what's called the command form, and it's very easy to use incorrectly. It's very curt and is usually used between males or used in the military or used with someone when you're telling them to do something and they have no choice or when you're very angry. Those are all ways that you would probably be using base four. However, if you continue to learn Japanese after the 30-day challenge, you'll learn that base four plus ba equals if you verb. So for example, if I say, kono osake wo nomu becomes nome, nome ba, yoporatte naru. So you will become intoxicated. So if you verb, nome ba, if you drink, tabe ba, if you eat, and etc. Another one is base 5. Base 5 is a very interesting one. So if I turn, for example, read into yomo instead of yomu, yomo, base 5, then it becomes let's verb. Literally, let's do this. You can also change this by changing mas. Mas can conjugate like we've seen with mashita or masen deshita when we put it into the quadrant. Mashou is let's verb in a more polite way. So kore wo tabemashou, let's eat this. Asoku ni ikimashou, let's go there. And whatever, masho or iko, right? Last is base 10, base ta. Base ta is almost exclusively used for past tense. However, base ta is very interesting, and it tends to have three main functions. The first one is it's used to connect verbs together. For example, if I say, itte kuru would be like, I'll be back. Go itte iku, itte kuru would be go and come back. It can also be used as a light command form. Something along the lines of like, hey, would you pass that for me? Tote? Well, hey, pass that. You know, I'm being very, very light, Mike. I'm just like, hey, please or gimme, you know? And then lastly, it can be used to put verbs after each other. Aruite, hashite, and it's this and this and this and this. And it's also used in many conjugation tables. So whatever comes after it tends to affect that verb because it connects those verbs together. With that, though, I will sign off. Thank you so much for listening. And if you need this information or any more, please check out the website manga-sensei.com/30days. And I'll see you then. Until tomorrow, Johnny.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.